This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is your noon o'clock hour for your lunchtime, and you're in your car. You're maybe just getting into the car for lunch. Maybe you're driving home from lunch, took a little early lunch. Go ahead and leave it on right now. We got Brian Broaddus for the Football Power Hour joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece. A lot of people were very concerned about what Broaddus' career was going to be. We're very happy to know that he is going to be on the pre- and post-game show for the Dallas Cowboys. You'll hear him on Sunday in the pre- and post-game show. And the insight and knowledge is unmatched. You're not going to get it anywhere else. The ability to see a game within the game is something that you're going to absolutely love. So, Broaddus, we're really happy to have you here right now. Waiting on Jerry to call us in a little bit.
So this will be fun.
If he calls in this hour, we're in. You can ask him all the questions.
That will be fun. Yeah.
And we will have Mickey Spagnola at 12:20, so talk with your pal Mickey
Absolutely.
But right now, you said you wanted to play a game.
Yeah, I want to play a game with you guys in regards to this game this weekend against the Patriots. I'm calling this game What Gives, okay? So I'm going to ask you a question,
and it has to do with
a Cowboy thought and then a New England thought. And you got to tell me what gives here. All right, you ready, guys?
Right. Yep.
Here we go. When Tom Brady faces a blitz, his quarterback rating is 79.13, which is 22nd in the league, by the way.
All right.
When the Cowboys blitz a quarterback, their rating is 103.18.
Oh. So we're terrible against the blitz?
What gives? What gives? Do you blitz Tom Brady knowing that his rating is bad at 79.13? Or do you figure out that, wait a minute, we can't blitz because when we do, our quarterback rating is 103.18?
I think that I do blitz on the hope that, because if you don't, they'll destroy you with the screen passes a la Minnesota Vikings.
So you're worried about the running backs in this game and the receivers on the screens.
Exactly. So I think I'll take my chances with a not mobile quarterback and hopefully that those things meet up and pays off for you.
Broaddus, I have a wild approach to this game, and it might involve not having Jalen Smith on the field that much.
Okay.
You're
not going to have Van Der Esch on the field for sure.
Yeah. He's out.
Yeah.
Or maybe he is, but I am, and I don't know if Marinelli and Chris Richard would be able to approach this, but I'm going with more secondary players on this field. I might even be running a bunch of dime in this game just because of what they can do with their running backs in the passing game. I'm one-on-one with my cornerbacks all day. I'm fine with it. But I might want some more safeties on the field to
How are you going to replace Anthony Brown then? Because if you go dime, you're down a defensive back as is.
Yeah, and that's my concern. If you had Anthony Brown, I would be a lot more comfortable. But I just don't trust the linebacking group that we have right now to be able to cover those running backs in the passing game.
You know what? I'm going to say that I think you're going to have to blitz in this game.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking on the fact that it looks like to me in watching the tape this week that when you affect Brady, you affect the way he throws the ball. You know, we used to see Tom Brady handle the blitz, get rid of the ball, and everything's fine. He hasn't been nearly as accurate as he's needed to be. Watch some really good game. Watch the Ravens. Watch the Eagles. Watch the Cleveland Browns get after him as well. So there's games that I'm seeing where I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to come after him. Even though my quarterback rating when I blitz is not what it needs to be, I think the underlying factor in this thing is I've got to affect Tom Brady.
Do you, in those blitzes, do you have to disguise your coverage
a lot? You just have to get home. You have got to get home.
I don't know if this is easy to pick up on film, but is it just a matter of finally age is catching up to him to a certain extent in terms of his inability to handle the blitz so well? Because he's never been particularly mobile.
Lack of weapons.
Okay.
It's Julian Edelman. You know, it's Julian Edelman. That's really his best weapon.
That's why he was like, please let us keep Antonio
Brown. And you know, and see, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't have somebody that he could work the middle of the field with. Edelman can work the middle of the field for him, but how about the stuff going down the field? They just don't have that. Now, White, the back, you talked about the screens. I think Dallas is going to see some serious screens in this game. No question.
I'm concerned.
The backs or also the wide receiver screens. I think you're going to see that. But teams have gotten after him. Even when they're throwing screens, I was watching these games, even when teams were blitzing him, coming after him, they affected the way that he was throwing the screens. The accuracy just wasn't there. I think a lot of it has to do with his lack of weapons around him.
Okay.
Okay, next thing on what gives. Dallas is first in the NFL in plays of 10 yards or more with 167. New England is first in the NFL in plays of defending those plays of 10 yards or more with only 89 for the season. What gives? Dallas continuing to make big plays of 10 or more yards, or the Patriots shutting that down?
I think what gives is the Cowboys leading the charge with 10-plus yard plays.
Because they can't do it, or because the play caller decides to make the field smaller?
I think in this particular...
Oh, we're on that play caller, aren't we?
Yeah, I think in this particular instance, it's going to be the opponent. Like, I'm always here to blame some Jason Garrett play calling.
So you think they'll take the shots to do it? They just... The opponent's too good to...
This defense is awesome. Like, I know people will lament the crap schedule that they've played, but their defense has been freaking unbelievable at keeping people out of the end zone. With the exception of the Ravens game, they're giving up, 9 points a game in their last five or six games? So I think it's going to be the Cowboys that give here.
I think it's going to be the Patriots defense that gives. As much as I love Belichick's defense and how they prepare for everything, I think that Kellen Moore is going to have some balls on Sunday.
Yeah.
And he's going to keep attacking, and I don't think he's going to shell up.
You know what? I think with Kellen Moore, this is where I think it's going to be really important for Kellen Moore, and I'm going to get into this weekend with Ari some more on the pregame show. I think Kellen Moore can't show Bill Belichick his best stuff early. And I know that's crazy to say. I think he's going to have to hold something in reserve here. I think he's going to have a plan at the 8-minute mark. 7-minute mark of this game, something that Belichick has not seen, something that Belichick, maybe it's getting Tony Pollard more involved. Maybe it's Blake Jarwin on some waggles or some boots. Maybe it's got to be something that, because Belichick is, Mike Lombardi will tell you, and he said it the other day on the radio with here on the station, Belichick is in a frantic mode to try and figure out what you're doing. And he's going to adjust with you series to series, not just halftime adjustments. Okay, they told us they did this at halftime for the Jets. No, he is going to adjust with you series to series. Kellen Moore had better have some things pulled back and ready for when that moment comes that the Patriots have not seen nor prepared for in this football game.
I think it would, and maybe it's insane, but I'd come out and do 2-minute drill early. I'd come out
with pace,
and just that way they can't do the adjustments they want to on the first drive.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think you have to be you have to do something out of rhythm, and I mean out of rhythm or out of what you normally lock into.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this though for you guys? What gives? Dallas's offense passes for 4 or more yards on first down 60% of the time. New England, on the other hand, only allows a gain of 4-plus yards per pass on first down only 44% of the time. What gives?
I think the Patriots give in this one because I think the Patriots will be more concerned about not giving up those plus or explosive plays as opposed to, like, I kind of do feel like they're going to challenge the Cowboys to dink and dunk them, to like make the long drive, to make a push at them. Like, I mean, if this was the 16 Cowboys, I'd be like, good luck with that, because we put together oppressive long drives all the time and crush your soul. But I think this time the Patriots will say, give it a shot. So I think the Cowboys will continue at that trend. I just don't know if that'll be enough in this game.
All right, we have we'll get to the more of the answers to that question in just a moment. I got about 1 minute, Kevin, before Jerry Jones hops on.
Okay.
And we're going to have Jerry Jones in just about 1 minute. I did want to throw this out. Somebody's saying, well, what about the weather? Dak Prescott's last 4 games in sub-50-degree weather, which is going to be this weekend, 90 completions on 140 attempts, so that's 64%. 1,111 yards, 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. So throwing the ball with Dak in cold weather, going to be perfectly okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.